Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
An art world without borders. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Doug Akin epitomizes the multimedia artist. The Redondo Beach native may be best known for his elaborate video installations, but he is equally comfortable manipulating music and live performances, sculpture, and the web. Regardless of the medium, Akin prods at the perils brought forth by technology and our comfort with it and our growing dependence on it. 20 years of his work is currently on display at the Geffen Contemporary at MoCA, and KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohoyoska Philp is here now with her review on this week's Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
One installation actually comes from the Hirshhorn Museum in Washington, D.C. Now it's been repurposed. Is that what's going on here in Los Angeles?
That's right. I mean, it originally was commissioned to be projected on the exterior of this circular museum, and here it's recreated about the size of a big circus tent. So it's like being in a 360-degree film, and it really is the standout piece of the survey, which is very good in every other way, but this is really the one that captivates viewers. You can lie down on the floor and listen to it, and what you'll hear is the song, I Only Have Eyes for You. So you are here and so am I, and it's evocative and poetic, and Tilda Swinton is in it, and other people you don't know, Devendra Banhart's in it. It's a very captivating, moving installation, and you'll, in addition to watching these people perform, you'll also see bursts of kaleidoscopic digital light.
This sounds like some sort of cyclorama, like it, right?
You remember the cyclorama,
remember,
yes?
Cycloramas,
this is like the
absolutely
digital cyclorama.
Do we learn anything new from Akin in this survey of his work?
Well, you know, this work is the epitome of what his work is about, which is essentially about our constant connectivity and our constant being alone. You know, that even when we are out in the desert someplace, we might have a phone or an iPad. And even if we are always connected, we don't necessarily feel like we have those interpersonal relationships. And, you know, instead of standing apart and judging that, I think that Akin also sees these as opportunities to embrace this new reality. And his art certainly is reflective of the present in which we live. And we may not like it, but really, he's an artist who really has been able to take antecedents from art history and retool them to the present.
It's interesting to me, Hunter, because technology changes, right? So how has Akin changed in his artistic work as the technology has changed?
Well, one of the earliest pieces in this show is called Electric Earth. That's the title of the show as well. And it's from 1997, and there are galleries through which you walk, and you'll see a projected video of a man walking through alone through space. And it is a good piece, but it's also, it almost as though you can see the connection between that and the video art that came before. By the time you get to the song one, which is the title of this Hirshhorn piece that has been recreated for MoCA, you'll see a kind of total immersion and a way of interacting with the larger world that is very much unique to Akin today.
As I understand it, he's also working on a project on Catalina Island, right? That's in an unlikely place.
Well, this is the interesting thing about Akin, is that you don't feel as though he's coming to his work from a place of alienation. It's almost as though he's held on to a romantic, even utopian view of the possibilities of connection. And he's known for breaking down the borders between people. And here in Catalina, he's also an activist. He's trying to draw our attention to environmental problems, including this group called Parley for the Oceans. We know our oceans are endangered. And he has installed these mirrored pavilions beneath the surface of the ocean,
underwater,
off the coast of Catalina. Here you'll have to go to Catalina, don your scuba gear or your snorkeling gear, and go down and look at them, although there's one pavilion I guess you can see from the surface of the water.
All right. Well, there's that on off the coast of Catalina, and also Doug Akin's cyclorama-esque Electric Earth on view through January 15th at MoCA's Geffen Contemporary. Hunter Drohoyoska Philp with this week's Art Talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.